They took samples from California and found that human and rat DNA were found in burgers and other products.
And, you know, I know you've known because I've heard it on your show before. I mean, we steal 100,000 to 300,000 children a year just here in this country, and we drain the blood and we mix it with a Passover bread, and then we throw the bodies into the slaughterhouses that we own, and we grind up all the bodies in the sausage and the hamburger. McDonald's is one of our favorite outlets. And the people, they eat it for breakfast, they eat it, their children for lunch. And, you know, us Jews, you know, we gotta do what we do.
This report was put out by Clear Lab, and scientists did say that, in fact, they found human DNA and rat DNA and other discrepancies were found in most, if not all, of the burgers that they tested. They tested 258 samples from 79 brands and 22 retailers from retailers and fast food chains in Northern California. But of course, these are food chains all around the world. It's not just California, but this is where they took samples from. They used something called NGS, which is next generation genomic sequencing. Other tests, and they also screened for authenticity, minor substitution, contamination, gluten, fungi, toxic plants, and other allergens. Out of all of those 258 samples, Clear Lab says human DNA was found in one vegetarian burger, other burgers, and rat DNA was found in most of the fast food burgers, and even a vegetarian had ground human meat or something of the sort. Makes you wonder about that KFC advert. I am telling you, do not eat fast food meat. Remember how those Impossible Burgers came out? Wasn't shit impossible. But yeah, I just thought I would drop that knowledge on you for the day. Okay.